a story about a feisty but friendly chihuahua named Leo. Yes, Leo is barking, but his tail is wagging and he wants to play. The story starts a little more than 5 years ago when Yvette Bowitz of Camarillo adopted the three-month-old puppy from a shelter.
I saw him and I said, oh my gosh, that's my dog. I need to get that dog. He's been around kids and I take him to senior citizen homes and he's a great dog, very loving.
But Leo isn't like most dogs. He was born without front legs, so to get around, he hops, sort of like a rabbit.
This is all he knows. He tires easily. See the little bump on his nose? It's from him as he bounces, as his normal bounce. I think there's been just so much pressure, because this is where he lands, is on his nose, his chest and his nose, that it's created the little bump on there.
In fact, that's why Bose adopted Leo. She saw a TV story about the puppy at a Riverside County animal shelter and beat out nearly 100 applicants to make him a part of her family. While he's had a good life in Camarillo, a few months ago, Bo saw something on the internet that had the potential to make it better. Some people were using 3D laser printers to make prosthetic devices for dogs. She turned to researchers at Cal State Channel Islands for help.
Yvette contacted me and said she'd heard that we had a 3D printer on the CI campus, and she wanted to know whether I would be interested in a project to try to create a prosthetic for her dog that was born with no front legs, Leo. Got to meet Leo, fell in love immediately, thought, yeah, we got to work on this.
Cal State Channel Islands chemistry professor Phil Hampton went to work and even brought in reinforcements.
Pulled in a colleague from the Cal State Channel Islands biology department, Dr. Lorna Profond, to help me take measurements. So we got measurements, tried Leo's wheels version 1.0. He did a face plant. That didn't work very well. Came back for Leo's version 2.0, and now we're at kind of a 4.0.
Profant says the project is a little more complex than it might sound at first.
My involvement in this project is as a trained anatomist. I collected the measurements that would allow us to determine how high off the ground this device would need to be. And that's difficult to determine because the dog does not have front legs. And so we had to try to estimate, holding him up and positioning his hind legs, how far off the ground would he need to be.
The result is a three-wheeled device with one wheel in the front and two in the back that looks sort of like the landing gear carriage of a small plane. In fact, it has model airplane wheels. But instead of having a plane strapped on top, the team is strapping in Leo.
Coming out of this thing easily.
You're not going to squeeze on out of there.
You know, between duct tape and zip ties. Move him back just a little bit.
Phil Hampton is hoping this, the fourth version of the device, is the one which will work.
The first version took almost an entire spool of plastic and weighed more than the dog did. And that was probably not a very good design. I'm a chemist, not an engineer. I'm learning the engineering design process, which means get a prototype, test it. If it fails, then you go back and redesign the prototype. So it's a learning process.
Leo is strapped in, but he's not used to the apparatus. Yvette has to urge him to come across the kitchen floor, hoping he will learn to walk with the wheels acting as his front legs.
There he goes.
The Cal State Channel Islands researchers say they aren't done and are planning to tweak the device again. But everyone, especially Yvette, is thrilled that it's working and that Leo may soon be literally running with other dogs at their local dog park.
I started tearing up. I feel like he's, you know, one of my kids, to see your child walk for the first time. I'd never seen him do that before, just see him hop, hop, hop. So it was very emotional.
In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.